Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today as we conclude the work week together, discovering who God is in the Old Testament book of Job. As I have said from the beginning, God is the main character. I want to remind you of this. Even as we explore the life of Job, and right now his debates with his first three friends, God always reigns and rules over all men and all women. God is exalted. The same is true now. At this hour, we exalt the Lord God. Only he is worthy of our worship. I hope that we will have a worshipful posture to the Lord, the God, the Almighty, as we read, study, discuss, and prayerfully meditate on his word to all of us. There is a lot going on in this world that is troubling and disturbing, to put it mildly. But God remains in charge. He was in charge in the time of Job, and God is in charge in our times also. With that said, and I certainly hope that you will agree with me on that, let's return now to the stage theater and rejoin Job and his friends in Act 2, Scene 9. This is Job chapters 25 to 31. Bildad speaks for the third time, and Job responds. If you have my outline and you are following along, this will be clear to you. Act 2, Scene 9, Job chapters 25 through 31. In chapter 25, Bildad speaks for the third time, and Job responds in chapters 26 to 31. Let's see if we can move through these chapters in the time we have remaining. To do that, I will highlight only certain verses. In chapter 25 and verse 4, a theme comes up yet again in what Bildad says. Listen to Job 25 verse 4. How then can a man be just with God? Or how can he be clean who is born of a woman? Bildad asks the right question, but does not have an answer that can properly be applied to Job's life. This is a fascinating question, and today we do have the answer. Jesus was born of a woman, and Christ makes a man and a woman just with God. Take every verse of the Bible seriously, even short, sort of hidden ones like this, in Job chapter 25, verse 4. This is the gospel, the good news of God. He sent Jesus Christ, born of a virgin woman named Mary and a human father, Joseph, in a place called Bethlehem. And when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he died there for the sins of all people everywhere who will ever believe in him by faith. He alone makes us just, righteous before holy God. So we know Jesus clean. He never ever sinned, even though he was born of the woman Mary. Jesus is the one who makes us just before his Father, God. Jesus is the answer to this great question in the book of Job. Now, think of that. From what I believe is the first book of the Bible written, Job, comes a question of which is fully and completely answered by God all the way over in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The question asked in the Old Testament is fully answered in the New Testament. That's God in charge, right? This is God displaying his divine plan to us. Sovereign God works in an intentional, timely, and orderly fashion. He is systematic according to his own mind, purposes, and will. God does whatever he pleases, whenever he pleases. This is why only God could have authored the Bible. It all fits together like the perfect puzzle. Here we are in Job reading along in what can feel like a difficult read, Job chapter 25. We're just sort of moving along. We're not really fully engaged. We just want to kind of get through the reading, and wham, we are hit with a question, the answer to which reveals Christ. Then, what we know better, or at least we think we know better, the birth narrative of Jesus in, say, Matthew or Luke makes more sense. The puzzle pieces fit together. This is why I cherish my time in the Word of God. God shines through so clearly as the author. He reveals himself and tells us exactly with precision all that he thinks we need to know. How great is our God! Join with me this weekend in worshiping the God of the Bible. He is the only God. We are in Job chapters 25 to 31, and I'm highlighting certain verses for your consideration. As we come into chapter 26 and Job speaks, I want to do something a little different. Instead of me reading this passage to you, I invite you to read it this weekend. Job chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. Read Job chapter 26, 1 through 4, and note the sarcasm Job uses for Bildad in verses 1 through 4. He is being really sarcastic to make this point back to a theme in these chapters. These friends do not have the right cure because they have made the wrong diagnosis. Job is not suffering because of some secret sin in his life. These men cannot answer Job's why question because these men do not know the reason why Job suffers. We know because God told us, but they do not know because God has not told them. The rest of chapter 26 is beautiful poetry spoken on stage by Job. Please do read the rest of Job chapter 26. We see the stage lights dim, except for a spotlight on Job and his dramatic voice as he declares the wonder of God's creation. The backdrop reflects this creation, and as verses 13 and 14 suggest, while Job knew God as creator, what Job was missing was the love of God. Tragically, Job is not experiencing the abundant love that God has for him. And then we come to chapter 27. I told you we would move quickly. And verses 5 and 6. I must read these because in them we find that Job's pride, his self-righteousness, is again boldly on display. Turn in your Bible or scroll down to Job chapter 27, verses 5 and 6. This is Job speaking. Far be it from me that I should declare you right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. I hold fast my righteousness and will not let it go. My heart does not reproach any of my days. Job is not giving in to Bildad, but really Job is not giving in to God. Job digs in. I am not a sinner. There is no need of repentance in me. I have integrity. I hold fast my righteousness. I'm not letting go of my innocence in all of this. Listen as I quote from our friend J. Vernon McGee again, quote, "This is where Job made his mistake. The fact that his friends were wrong in no way made Job right. Job should have been in the presence of God where there would have been a brokenness of spirit." One of the purposes of trouble in our lives is to lead us into that brokenness of spirit before God. Someone has said that trouble is like the sun. The sun shining on wax will melt it. The same sun shining on clay will harden it. That is the way trouble affects different people. Some will respond with a broken spirit. They just melt before the presence of God. Job isn't to that place yet. He is hard now, hard as nails in his own integrity. End quote. That is so well said. Here again is a place where we can pause and think about who we are. When trouble comes to us, what effect does the trouble have? Does it break us or harden us? Personally, I've had it both ways with me. Usually, I harden before God brings around the lesson again, and then I finally melt. And you? Let us pray that our problems will draw us under the hand of God, where He will accomplish in us what He wills. Being broken before God is a good thing. That's how the potter reshapes the clay, and He is the potter. We are the clay. Moving along, chapter 28 is more poetry, and in chapter 29, Job speaks again of his life. His pride is prevalent. Here is an exercise worth doing. Go through chapter 29 and circle the pronouns I and my. You're going to have a lot of circles drawn, and as you know, we cannot spell pride without I. In fact, Job chapters 30 and 31 are all about Job's continued high view of his own righteousness. He continues to defend himself and justify himself. There are many self-justifications in this lengthy speech Job gives as he reflects on his life. And in all of this, we are now set up to hear from Elihu, and most especially, God himself. You do not want to miss God Is all next week on this podcast and on this station. And now it is time for an update on what you can be reading in the book of Job. I recommend you read Job chapters 32 to 37, Job 32 to 37. If you have more time and greater interest, read the rest of the book of Job. That will be Job chapters 32 to 42. It's summertime now, so pour yourself an iced tea, a lemonade, an iced coffee perhaps, and pick up your phone, open to your favorite Bible app, and just read. Get a hold of your Bible, turn to the middle where Job is, and read these last 11 chapters. Set your pace and stick to it. Take some notes. What impacts you? When we get together again on Monday, we'll plunge into these chapters as we get towards the last part of this stimulating book of the Bible. To best prepare for our discussion, read Job chapters 32 to 37 or 32 to 42. And please do remember to check out the still new God Is website at www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. You'll find all of the podcasts there for God Is and also for my other radio ministry, Definition. You can find out more about the gospel of Jesus Christ by clicking the gospel link. You can read more about me from the Pastor Mark link. There is much to explore. If you use social media, click on the links for Facebook and Instagram. Once there, like our pages and follow us. And then subscribe to the podcast and get it downloaded automatically straight to your phone or tablet for easy listening whenever you have some free time. Any questions? Email me, Mark, at godisministry.org, and then join me again on Monday for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.